Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report, today about saunas. They're coming up right after this.
The Bob and Tom Show presents Cliff Notes Theater for people who just don't have time to watch the whole thing. This week's episode, the holiday classic, A Christmas Story.
I want a BB gun for Christmas.
No, you can't have one. You'll shoot your eye out.
Hey, look, my friend got his tongue stuck to a flagpole.
Wow, I won a contest. I got a lamp that looks like a leg.
Oh no, we got a flat tire. I'll help change it.
Here, Ralphie, hold on to these lug nuts.
Oh, I dropped them.
Uh-oh, Ralphie said I better wash his mouth out with soap.
Wow, I did get a BB gun. Uh-oh, I shot my eye.
Oh, the neighbor's dogs ate the turkey. Let's go have Chinese food.
This has been Cliff Notes Theater, when you just don't have time to watch.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
Well, feels like Elvis. That's all right. Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with me. And if I can sleep with Priscilla, I will go to Germany.
That's all right.
I know she's 14. And oh, sorry, I'm sorry. What happened?
They were married.
Well, okay. Okay.
And now the United
States
18?
Military looks the other way.
They didn't do anything. I saw the movie.
Oh, that's right. Everything in the movies is real.
That's right.
Just like everything on the internet. It's
that's
all real.
Right.
Okay.
Well. You know who's real and real funny? Greg Warren.
Yay! Greg.
Hey, how did you get Paul Newman's eyes in the will, Greg? I mean, it's amazing. Look at those sexy blue eyes. They're like electric. Boy.
That's why we call him Baby Blue Eyes. Uh-huh. He loves it.
Greg Warren is a very fine stand-up comedian. Greg Warren just can't take a compliment. We get many of them here, and the general rule is if you get a nice compliment out of Greg Warren, don't read it on the air. Greg is going to be at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio, this weekend.
All right.
Are you going to be starting on Thursday, Greg?
Thursday night, yeah. Thursday right. through Sunday.
Now, are you going to do one of your family shows Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday we are, Tom. Thanks for asking.
Cool.
That's during the afternoon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, matinee show.
Now, is there any Christmassy content?
I got a couple of jokes that involve Christmas.
You don't like bring an elf out or...
No, there's no elf.
You don't have a puppet with an elf?
If I called my friends at Pajamagram and got you a pair of Santa pajamas, would you wear them?
Boy, I don't know, Tom. I mean, I got kind of a sort of like you know, the uniform that I wear on stage, really.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What do you wear on stage?
Well, it's jeans and a button-down shirt and some tennis shoes that Chick has approved.
That's right.
Very presentable.
Is it long sleeve or short sleeve shirt?
A long sleeve. Oh, yeah.
You got to go long sleeve.
Yeah, of course.
Short sleeve.
Yeah. Nice. Sleeves rolled up a little bit.
Yeah, that's nice.
Now, Greg, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. We have something we call the Warren Report, in which you typically do a so-called deep dive into a topic. What are we talking about today?
Tom, I'm glad you asked. We're talking about the history of saunas.
Yeah. Saunas.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Real quick, Greg, do you like a sauna?
I've been getting back into it quite a bit.
Okay, yeah.
Do you like the dry or the steam?
Well, I like them both, Christy.
Okay.
And both of them have a lot of health benefits. Oh, sure, I would say the dry sauna has a little bit more health benefits than the steam room. But if you want your skin to look all nice and dewy, I would go with the steam. Yeah.
I don't want to give away anything. A spoiler alert here. Are you aware that they no longer allow the sauna world record?
I wasn't, Tom.
Oh, yeah, well, this is a true story. Because the last time they went for the sauna world record, one of the participants died.
Oh, my gosh.
poached, essentially. Yeah.
You know, more steam. We're just a big stack of meat, Greg. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Let's get to the history of the sauna.
Let me ask you this: is Finland in your review of the?
Yes,
is that the number one. Yeah.
Chick, you're right. Finland. That's where it all started, and it's still a big deal there.
Big damn deal in Finland. Yeah.
Big damn deal. Well, why don't we just get to that part? You know, a chicken in Finland, they have more saunas than they do cars.
That's exactly right.
Is that crazy? Yes, more saunas than cars.
Okay.
Which leads me to believe that, you know, there must be a lot of sauna salesmen, you know. Sure. And they're probably similar to our car salesmen.
Uh-huh. What would their pitch be?
Well, hey, Johannes, that's the Sweatmaster 5, and I got to tell you, you look at home in there. what do you say we crack that open? Sit down, draw up some papers, and you and Halen will be perspiring by 5:30 Friday night, huh? Yeah, Johannes, I did say 7,000, but, you know, that didn't include the warranty, Johannes. I mean, you don't want to be working up a sweat while you're working up a sweat. You know what I'm saying, Johannes? Yeah. Now here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm gonna go in there. That man over there in that office, that's my boss. And I'm probably going to get fired over this deal. But I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tell him he's going to have to knock off 1,000 right off the top of the price. I'm going to tell you he's got to throw in the free undercoating on the rocks. And I'm going to tell him you're not going to make a payment until May 1st. And I don't think we got a chance in Helsinki of making this happen. But if it does, Johannes, do you and I have a deal? That's
Now you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Factormeals.com/BobandTom50 and use the code BobandTom50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That code is BobandTom50 at Factormeals.com/BobandTom50. Get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
So there are more saunas than cars in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
That is really
more saunas than cars. Yeah, wow. Saunas go back 2,000 years, Tom.
Wow.
Now, written records of saunas only go back 1,000 years. And Chick, I have one of those written records right here. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to. Yes.
It says, Jesus Christ, it's hot.
Well, that must be
somebody must be
sometime with when the Lord was on the earth. I see.
Well, yeah, believe it's quite common in Finland to have someone over for dinner and you take a sauna together with your guests.
You do, and
it's very common.
Yeah. And you get naked.
Yeah.
You get naked. It's not sexual.
Not sexual at all.
Do you do that thing? Remember that thing a few years ago where people, they'd be interviewing these truckers and they'd go, well, you know, when I drive, I cook my lunch. And I put it right there in the manifold. And at 400 miles, that thing is cooked.
Yeah.
Do they do that with a sauna? You hop in the sauna, you're there for dinner, and by the way, don't sit over there. That's where the chicken's going.
I don't think so.
See what we're doing? Trying to fun facts.
Fun facts. Yeah. No,
I love that, the cooking in the manifold, because it's using lead-free gas.
I wasn't aware of that, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
I was thinking about taking on trucking for my next topic in my act, man. Maybe go out on the road with some of these guys or something. I don't know. I've always been curious about those guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's when I do these history things, you know, I'll just Google history of saunas. Of course, there's 80,000 things that come up.
Sure.
And some of them, of course, are companies that sell saunas. And some of them make a nice effort at history, but some of them, it's pretty pathetic. They're like, saunas have a rich history. Come make your own history at Sauna World.
Yeah. Yep.
Greg, what does sauna mean?
You know what, Josh? Here's the thing. I have decided to ignore etymology and all of these things.
Oh, really?
Boring. Nobody cares.
Oh, I know. I love that stuff. Wow. But I'm sorry.
I'll try to get it for you next time.
I get the love.
I think it's from the Finnish, actually.
Yeah, it's Finnish. I mean, savu sauna is smoke sauna. I know that. That's the original saunas. They didn't have chimneys. They had just a small hole to ventilate. So they'd heat up these rocks and it would get real smoky in there. And then the smoke would dissipate just a little bit with the tiny hole.
Oh.
But it was still real smoky in there.
Mm. Yeah. This is instant feedback from the listeners. Greg, would you like to hear that?
Well,
too bad.
So.
I think you do. This is from Bob. Robert, it says, Dear Greg, I had no idea people from Finland sounded like they were car dealers in Minnesota and Canada.
Well, it's kind of the bit.
Bob, however, you did a spot-on impression.
A lot of Finns settled, of course, in
loved
Minnesota.
Loved it. Sure. Loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it was there's a lot wrong with that bit if you break it down.
Nope, I love it. I like that. It implies the existence of a certified pre-owned sauna. There's a lot of fun in that bit.
Yeah. Yes.
The undercoating alone gives it an A. By the way, sauna is from the Finnish. It means bath or bathhouse.
Okay.
There you go. It's that simple.
Yeah, you know, you guys, have you heard of the...
And how did we start using the word bath for bath? How did that start?
Oh, God.
It's named
exactly, Chick. Nobody cares about etymology.
I'm trying to help Greg. What was it?
The city of Bath.
The city of Bath. That's where all baths started?
Yeah, the only place you could bathe in England.
Wow. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
All people in London stunk.
So then they start hearing about it.
That's why they invented the train. Get him up to bath.
That's right. Son of a gun. And then the rest just kind of happened, didn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, did you have any momentum with your bit over here, Greg?
Oh, I don't know. You guys, have you heard of infrared saunas?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a kind of a cool thing that it's... It doesn't get as hot in there, but you sweat just as much. It uses infrared technology.
Wow.
That traces back. John Kellogg. Was the first one to mess around with that.
He was an interesting
at the World's
guy.
Fair.
Was that,
he
that,
had
was that
some
the
very interesting
guy?
Ideas, sure did. Josh. Yeah,
you know what? He wouldn't care for how I spend some of my time.
didn't he invent cereal to prevent masturbation?
Wasn't yeah, he was very anti-masturbation.
Yes, very anti-masturbation. He invented peanut butter, so I owe him, you know.
Yeah. Well, I do like a peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're a Jif man, Chick.
Oh, yeah, damn right. That's the only peanut butter. I don't know of any other.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the infrared saunas, it's kind of, they use radiation, but for the most part, not harmful radiation. The good places don't let harmful radiation in. But when they first launched this thing,
yeah. Tell me a little bit about the phrase "for the most part."
Back when they launched this thing, some of them didn't have it down, and there was like electromagnetic radiation getting through.
Sure,
and that doesn't happen anymore. Here's what I'd advise, Chick.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to go to one of these places,
used sauna.
Go to one.
Are you talking used sauna or new, brand new?
I'm talking infrared. If you're going to get an infrared sauna, if you're going to go to a place that has it, which is like a health spa, go with an official sounding name. That's always been my rule with health stuff. Don't go to some like cute, clever name like Right Said Infrafreds. Like, don't
right.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You're not too sexy for this heat.
Too sexy for this heat.
And by the way, today you get free x-rays as you leave.
Wow. Yeah, apparently, I read this, the infrared saunas, they can kill the bacteria that is responsible for acne, which might have made my my teen years a little more tolerable.
Yeah, but do you want your testicles getting irradiated is my question.
It's not a thing anymore, Ty. And I probably ruined it for you because you're a little bit, it doesn't happen very much anymore.
Okay. Anymore.
Yeah. Okay. It did happen. It did.
Well, we were talking about this the other day. Greg, are you aware of the very brief period in which in the United States you could walk into a shoe store, stand in a machine, and it would, wasn't it a fluoroscope?
Mm-hmm. Very
and it
good.
Would show your bones, and you could see where the tip of the shoe was hitting your feet, and they'd say to the kids, okay, you need a little bit bigger. I can see your feet hitting the edge of the shoe.
I would love that.
Yeah, those machines, every once in a while we see one up for auction. They obviously had to close down that industry because they were literally irradiating people, right?
Right.
So that'd be a good time.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be conflicted about which shoes to buy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Let's try a little give and take here. Come on. Well, benefits, minuses.
The Strontium 90 Jordans.
Sure. Can I get the air tumor?
You know, you guys know my brother, Devin.
Sure.
He's 18 years younger than me. And as Chick has pointed out, a very good looking kid.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Man, he's handsome. Whew.
Bought a $450 pair of Jordans the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, doesn't even play basketball. Basketball.
That's his prerogative, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. When he bought him, he goes, hey, man, don't tell Dad about this.
I'm still worried about what Dad thinks.
I know. I was like, Devin, you're 36.
make a good living.
You have a job and a house and two children.
Right.
It's not Dad's business what you spend your money on. And then we were at dinner the next night, and my dad was like, Greg, can you pass the potatoes? And I said, Devin bought a $450 pair of Jordans.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn right you did.
Ah, brother.
His kids aren't getting any decent presents this year.
How did your dad react?
He got grounded.
Devin, you know I'm against you. You go home. You can't come to dinner with me for a week.
Never knew the value of a dollar, I'll tell you.
Our guest is comedian Greg Warren. He's talking about the sauna. Someone just sent me this. There's a place called, I'm going to be very careful. Attention. Awkward word coming.
Oh, boy.
I'll spell it first. S-C-H-V-I-T-Z. The Schwitz.
Let's go have a Schwitz.
It's a Yiddish term, right?
Yeah, it's Schwitz bath.
Is that what that is? Is it Yiddish? Okay, it's a great word, the Schwitz. It sounds like a beer.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Hebrew. Yeah.
Oh no. from Milwaukee, maybe. Yeah.
I go to the sauna place I go to is the old brick Schwitz house.
You got to get the Z at the end. Schwitz
house. I started laughing.
That's great.
Actually, Joseph just emailed us. Greg, he's is sitting in a sauna listening to us right now.
How about
is that? Right?
Yeah.
So. Is he finished?
No, he's still working on it.
Looks like his name could be it could be Finnish. Yeah. I don't know.
Like a Lars or an Eric spell with an H or something.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Greg, where are you at sauna?
What?
I think if you have to be a Scandinavian to say that.
I think that's sauna. Is technically how they pronounce
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Sauna. Yeah. Yeah, you got it. You know that they also a lot of people say if you go in the sauna, and I've been messing with this, you go right into a cold shower afterwards.
I've heard that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then the real extreme is you go into one of these saunas and then you go do cryotherapy.
Whoa. Right?
Have you done that? That's gold.
Well, kind of, Christy.
That's
when Josh was opening for me, and we were driving home from every gig, it was cryotherapy for like 4 hours.
I mean, I was trying hard.
I was trying, Greg. I am
trying.
No, I said I am trying once.
I said, is anybody celebrating a birthday?
No, he did not.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.